Cartel gunmen beat police officers with paddle in Mexico. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on June 11, 2023. A group of gunmen in Mexico overpowered two state police officers, threatened them, and then repeatedly beat them with a wooden paddle with complete impunity. State officials attempted to deny the incident. The incident took place this week in the southern part of the Mexican coastal state of Quintana Roo. The state is located just north of the Mexican border with Belize. According to the local news outlet Noticaribe, a group of police officers were patrolling the rural areas of the state when a group of gunmen surrounded a squad of officers. The gunmen kidnapped two of the police officers who were identified only as JAV and JC. After taking the officers, the gunmen threatened them and then used a wooden paddle to beat them on their legs and buttocks before releasing them. The use of a paddle is a common method of punishment frequently used by drug cartels in Mexico. As Breitbart Texas reported, the state of Quintana Roo experienced a dramatic rise in violence in recent years as both Cartel Jalisco New Generation, CJNG, and the Sinaloa cartel fight for control of drug trafficking routes and the local distribution of drugs in tourist hotspots like Cancun and Playa del Carmen. In late May 2023, a group of gunmen left three severed human heads outside of a Mexican army-located base in Cancun, Breitbart Texas reported. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Brandon Darby and Senior Breitbart Management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Ildefonso Ortiz and Senior Breitbart Management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.